Pirates catcher Jason DeLay, two doubles today, two ribbies, and he caught Luis Ortiz. Jason, Andrew Filippone, and Chris Muller back here in Pittsburgh. Talk to us about what Luis Ortiz was able to do this afternoon.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I mean, Ortiz, obviously that's a great outing for him. We really just mixed all four pitches. You know, he's developed a lot looking back at his debut back here in Cincinnati.
Where he's just throwing, you know, smoke. He was just trying to blow 100 miles per hour by everybody, Jason.
Exactly, yeah. He's a little bit of a different pitcher these days. The cutter has been the big one for him this year. Really good strike pitch for him. Able to miss barrels with it, but that's kind of the driver for him right now. Cutter, sinker, slider, and then, like you said, the heater up. But, yeah, really good outing for him today. Mixing four pitches, and, yeah.
Jason, was that the plan going in to mix all of them, or was that something that happened on the fly? Like, are you taking an inning as his catcher to see what's working for him beyond what, you know, he was warming up with and then adjusting from there?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how it works in general, right? Like, I'm in the bullpen, and I'm taking inventory of what's working well today, and it was really everything. So it's like, okay, you know, we got a lot of weapons we can work with. Let's mix it up. Obviously, we just played the Reds last week, so I felt like I had a really good idea of each hitter's kind of strengths and weaknesses and how we wanted to attack them. And, yeah, like you said, it just it lined up really well today.
Jason, the big one for me is I see zero walks in six innings. You're not giving up free passes in a place where a fly ball can turn into a home run, and all of a sudden a solo homer turns into a two-run shot because you walk somebody to lead off the inning or something like that. A lot of that is you're not giving in to hitters. You're still attacking them. I mean, it also speaks to control and command today, right? That he was not in a situation where he fell behind guys and just had to give them their pitch.
100%. I mean, you said it. That's something we have, you know, we've harped on in the past, but I think it's an even bigger point of emphasis this year is, you know, throwing the best stuff in zone, attacking hitters, not backing down from anyone. And like you said, just attacking. So, again, did a really nice job of that today.
Jason, I've been to a, you know, decent number of major league parks, but I've also been to that one that you're in today, and I was just struck when the first time I walked in there as a fan, even how small it seems when you're catching there and you know you've got to try to keep the runs down. Is it alter your game plan mentally at all, knowing what we've been talking about here, that a little lazy fly ball sometimes ends up over the fence? Can that psychologically mess with you or mess with pitchers?
Yes and no. You know, I think there's certain guys where it's like, okay, When you're going through a lineup and you're talking about how you want to attack a guy, you know, the emphasis might be, all right, let's make sure this guy keeps the ball on the ground. You know, a lot of times we deal with that at PNC Park when we're facing lefties, and it's like, okay, let's make them hit the ball to left field, just understanding that short porch in right field with the high wall is there, and lefties are able to just kind of, you know, like Reynolds did the other day, hit a ball 90 miles an hour and it goes out for a homer. So the park does play into it a little bit. Not so much, I guess, in my mind, maybe in the pitcher's mind, but it is a factor.
Can you guys just, and I can say this because you won today and you won yesterday too, can you just stick out the arm next time India comes up and just let him take his base here? What's going on with that guy? He turns into Ted Williams all of a sudden.
He's a good player, man. He's, you know, rookie of the year winner.
Yes.
So it's, yeah, I don't know. He's a good player, and he certainly played well against us this weekend.
Well, he got on base, and it didn't translate into runs. He did have that RBI double in the third, and that was all the damage today. Talking to Jason DeLay here on 93.7, the Fan, after the Pirates win and take 2-3 from the Reds. Jason, how about Brian Reynolds, 23 in a row? What are you seeing from that guy right now?
I've been watching him hit for a long time, and I can't say I'm surprised, man. He's just a really, really good hitter, absolute pro. I don't even know what to say anymore. He's really good.
What impresses you most about Brian Reynolds, the hitter?
He's just a complete package, man. He hits for homers, hits for average, has a really good eye, and, you know, really just talking hitting with him is sometimes frustrating because I'm like, teach me how to do it. And sometimes he doesn't even know what he does. He's just so good. He just does it. But, yeah, he's an impressive player.
Jason DeLay, more satisfaction, two doubles, two stakes today for you, or that your starter goes six innings of one-run ball, strikes out seven, and you guys silence that lineup?
I would say under normal circumstances, more satisfaction with the pitcher shoving. But I needed those hits, man. I was getting tired of seeing an average below 100 on the scoreboard. So I know it's only been a few at-bats, but you feel that as a hitter. So I was really satisfied to get those hits today.
Jason, you know Brian Reynolds going back to college. You guys went to school together. So it's a long relationship, like you mentioned. How do we get him to come out of his shell?
You just got to make fun of him. I think that's the only reason why he likes me is because I'm one of the few guys who will really give him a hard time around here.
Now, if either of us had the guts to actually do that, can you give us some material to start with that we could surprise him with? Can you give us anything that pushes his buttons like that?
Tell him he's bad at Fortnite. I think that's where you start.
Man, what is with these Pirates guys in Fortnite?
He loves it.
Jones and Skeets play against each other all the time, they were telling us. Those guys are serious about it. Yeah.
Wait, are you a Fortnite guy too, or do you just like to rib him about it?
I used to be a Fortnite guy. I've grown up.
That was going to be my next question. Jason DeLay at 29 years old. He went to Vanderbilt. Thumbs up or thumbs down on Broadway?
On Broadway, I stay away from Broadway these days. When I was in college, I would go there a decent amount, but not anymore.
Are you a country music guy in general?
Sure. Yeah, I like country music.
Give me one country music artist that's playing a lot right now. So you can't say like Willie Nelson. I know he's still touring at like 100 years old. One country music artist to see.
Chris Stapleton's my favorite. He's coming
to town soon here, Jason. We'll try to get you tickets for that if you want to go. Yeah.
That would be awesome. I would love that.
One more here before we let you run. I wanted you to just put in perspective, when a guy is a long reliever and working out of the bullpen all year, how hard is it for him to just switch and become a starter and change the mentality up and when he comes into a game, Jason?
I don't know. You'd probably have to ask him that, but his routine, to me, he treated it like it was a start. He actually caught me off guard a little bit. He was ready ready for his bullpen, pregame bullpen, before I was actually ready. So that was not a great start on my part. But, no, he did a really good job, and it seemed like he kept the same routine. He seems to be comfortable with it. So, it didn't seem to bother him too much.
And do we know what happened there between Ashcraft and Cruz? They were talking about it on the broadcast. Do we know what happened there between those two guys?
That little staring contest?
I missed that. Okay. I totally missed that. I have no idea.
We'll have to ask somebody else about that then. Hey, Jason, congrats on the two hits and a win, and good luck in Atlanta, and we'll work on those Stapleton tickets for you, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
There you go, Jason DeLay.